Proclamation number 7986 of 7th of September, 1961. Love accomplished the work of redemption. The love of Jesus, the man, for his fellow human beings was so great that it moved him to take the most severe suffering upon himself in order to help them, because he recognized their great spiritual hardship, their wretchedness and their helplessness to free themselves from my adversary through their own strength. The love of the man Jesus gave him brightest light about people's state, about its cause and only possibility of salvation. Love therefore sacrificed itself for their salvation, for he also recognized by virtue of his love the mission he himself had taken on. He knew that he himself had offered me to descend to earth, to take abode in a human shell and to shape it such that it could serve me as a shell. The great spirit of infinity, which was unlimited yet could fully radiate through a human shell. And thus I myself became a human being, i.e., my strength of love, my fundamental substance, completely filled a human form which contained a pure soul from above. A soul from the kingdom of light which had offered itself to accomplish a work of atonement for the great original sin of the fallen spirits, as my justice demanded, in order to be able to receive the fallen beings into my kingdom again. The man Jesus was the soul of light, he was the human form which I chose for my abode and in which I myself accomplished the work of redemption for you. The man Jesus had to endure immense suffering during his life on earth because his soul felt the darkness in which it had to dwell and because he crowned his path of suffering with his death on the cross, which was immeasurably painful and brought freedom to the people of the past, the present and the future from the hands of the power which was hostile towards me and had once dragged the spiritual realm down to the abyss. But he must be acknowledged as the Redeemer Jesus Christ, in whom the eternal deity himself accomplished the work of redemption for the great guilt of sin. For only this recognition brings him the solution from my adversary. The recognition of Jesus as the cover of myself also means for the human being to become free from the former guilt. And this recognition has to be alive, not just dead words uttered by the mouth but convinced faith that he and I became one. That Jesus is God, that I myself was in the man Jesus and thus I myself redeemed people from sin and death. In order to attain this living, i.e., convinced faith, you must live in love. You must follow the man Jesus, whose life was an unceasing activity of love. And if only you are of will, he will also strengthen this will so that you will profess him with conviction and thereby also be allowed to make use of the blessings of the act of salvation, which will ensure your complete redemption. You should know about the great significance of his descent, about his mission and about the mystery of my human manifestation in him. You should know that he was only the visible cover for me myself, who, as an infinite spirit, could not be visible to you and therefore chose a cover for myself which I could fully radiate through, so that you can now behold me if you acknowledge my act of salvation and want to accept the sacrifice of the man Jesus. If you yourselves desire the redemption of your original sin and therefore take refuge under the cross with your guilt, and it will truly be taken from you, you will be free and able to enter my kingdom of light and bliss again, and then you will be able to behold me myself in him. In Jesus Christ, in whom I myself died for you on the cross. For it was love which descended to earth in Jesus, it was love which filled him and which made the most difficult sacrifice for you humans, and this love was I myself. Amen.